Okay, so me and Charlotte are sitting here. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that's her. We're trying this service out because I'm thinking about using it for a lot of different things. Maybe some stuff at UAH, maybe some stuff with Ashland, Maine, and maybe some more with the rest of the vast media empire that I apparently have. Anyway, it's pretty cool. It's called Audioboo. It lets you easily submit podcasts to iTunes, and you can also easily publish it with Twitter, which is probably where you just found this from. Anyway, right, we're going to tell you a little bit about some of the cool stuff that's going on, but first of all, Sharla wanted to tell you a story.
Well, I posted a story a while back on my blog, and it's a story about prison and Chuck E. Cheese. So, if any of you out there remember the DARE program that you had to do in elementary, middle school, I think DARE stood for something like Drug Awareness Resistance Education, or...
I think that's actually it.
Something of that jazz, but you know what DARE is.
They had a really cool car.
They did.
That's all I remember.
They would come like once a week. Like an officer would come once a week to school and do a little presentation about why you shouldn't take drugs and et cetera and so forth. Well, we actually took a DARE field trip once. And the field trip was to Chuck E. Cheese. Which was, ooh, we're getting to go to Chuck E. Cheese and we get to play all the games. And
that was hot stuff at the time.
It was. And you
it still
a game
is.
Where you would like, it had a little ball and it went up a little whirly thing.
In a frog's mouth?
A frog's mouth.
Yes. Yes.
And you like flip the little thing and the ball would slide up there. Oh man, it was so cool.
You had to do it at like the right angle or it would or wouldn't go in.
Oh, but you remember the one where you shoot out the clown's teeth?
With a little cannon?
Yeah, but did you know you could pull out the tickets on that one?
I did know that, but only because you told me that.
You could just pull them all day long. So anyways, of course.
So that was like the kid version of card counting in a casino.
That was the kid version of something, because you could totally pull them tickets straight out of that machine.
Of cheating the house.
But anyways, we took a field trip to Chuck E. Cheese, and we had three speakers. And it was several other schools. It wasn't just us. And there was three speakers, and it was all these people from that were in prison, that were incarcerated. And they had, in some way, had drugs mess up their life. And the first two, I don't really remember very well. The first guy was, I think he had been like a college football player and he took some steroid drugs or something and they found it in his locker and then he got sent to prison and all this, that, and the other. The second person, I don't remember what his deal was. But then the third was a woman. And the thing that stood out to me about this woman at the time was she was just absolutely one of the most stunningly beautiful women that I have ever seen. I mean, she had her hair in rollers. I mean, just nothing like what our teachers ever dressed up as. I mean, she had on a full business suit.
Something that you had only seen on Days of Our Lives to that point.
Pretty much. I mean, she had her face fully done. She had her eyelashes curled. Her cheeks were blushed. Hair curled. Lipstick on. Lip liner. I mean, just the whole nine yards. I mean... And growing up on a farm and in the country in a very rural area, you didn't see stuff like that. You didn't see people dressed like that. I mean, even at church, people didn't dress up to them kind of nines.
Not in Franklin County, Alabama.
No. I mean, she was just gorgeous. Well, the thing about this woman is, she had got hooked on drugs and she had killed somebody. I mean, she literally killed someone.
Well, like premeditated or manslaughter?
No, I don't remember. She told her whole story, but I mean... The bottom line was, if she hadn't never got hooked on drugs, it wouldn't have led to this, and she wouldn't have killed someone.
Jeez.
Anyways, so we go outside to watch, to see the little demonstration with the drug dog and whatever, and this guy puts on this big suit, and he's got his stuff, he's got his whole, like, arm and everything ready for the dog to attack him, and blah, 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 blah. Well, everybody else is watching this drug dog, except for me, because I'm standing there fixated, fascinated on this woman who is just dressed up to the absolute 9 yards. I mean, just head to toe, pantyhose, heels, just the works.
Was you fascinated because you wanted to look like that?
Exactly. Because I said, that's what I'm going to look like when I grow up. And then it led me to thinking. And see, I'm about 10 or 11 years old at the time. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought you had to wear a uniform and all this. But I guess not. I guess you get to get up every morning and put on makeup, and you get to do your hair, and you get to wear these really, really cool business suits, and you get to wear high heels, and you get to dress up, and you get to go places.
I would wear a fine